A little bit of Ray, the best bits.
What are the biggest challenges for you? JP, well, I imagine this program is a pretty big challenge for the listeners. What's a big challenge for you, JP, as well as the alleged producer? Any other challenges? What are the biggest challenges for you,
JP? I mean,
JP?
Let's start early. Getting out of bed in the morning.
That's a big challenge.
Always
for you.
A challenge, yeah.
I suppose working with me. Me.
Is that?
Me.
Yeah.
Ray. The biggest challenge in JP's life is Ray. Aretha Franklin was asked that question. What are the biggest challenges? This is Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, being asked the question in a hard-hitting interview. What are the biggest challenges for you? And she does. She's brilliant in this interview. She does a kind of an eye roll of like, oh, kind of a stupid question. Like, seriously, she's got plenty of other things to be doing. Have a listen.
What are the biggest challenges for you?
The biggest challenges.
Eye roll.
For me. It's trying to figure out what to cook for dinner. Nightly, you know, just night after night. What is it going to be tonight?
You don't actually cook your own dinner, do you?
Oh, please. I do my own washing, my own cooking, my own ironing, all of that.
No.
Yeah.
So, see, you know, there's something nobody would
know. You have to figure, what is it going to be tonight? I did that last night. That's the hardest thing right there.
Wow.
By the way, can I just say, I completely identify with that. It's 2 o'clock on a weekday. 2 o'clock, it's what, 6 minutes, nearly 7 minutes past 2 o'clock for a Wednesday afternoon. I want to ask the nation, how many times have you texted, chatted, or voice noted with your other half about what you're having for dinner tonight? Already, like in just one day, in just today, Wednesday, how many discussions have you had about what's for dinner tonight? I'm currently at 4.
Wow.
And by the time the show is over, we could be at 7 or 8. There's my wife texting pasta. Lovely. Yeah, that's good. I thought we were already decided on mash. Now we're into pasta.
It's never just pasta, though. It's pasta and pasta and chips.
We've already, the rest of it has been decided, but we're on pasta mash at the moment. Aretha Franklin. What's Aretha having for the dinner tonight? Well, she's not having anything. She's been dead for the last 5 years. We have the same goddamn problem every day, unless on the rare occasion. By the way, I live with a horde of locusts. There used to be a time when the babies were younger that we'd have leftovers. We'd be like, great. That curry now? Beautiful tonight. Hold on to that and we'll have it again tomorrow because there's enough. Last night I cooked a stir fry and I was thinking, do you know what? I cook so much here. We'll probably have enough for the dinner again tomorrow night. Gone! Gone!
Do you know what? When it's an empty nest, you'll be the first to complain. At least your dinner is a communal experience. Tonight, I'll be on my own.
Oh, Jesus, here we go.
Having a TV dinner off me knees. No TV, by the way. Just the TV dinner. Sitting on a garden chair in the middle of the floor.
Do you have your couch up against the wall? Or rather, do you have your garden chair up against the wall? It'd be sitting there in the flickering light of the 6-1 news on the company, on the work laptop.
Duvet around my shoulders. Heating not on.
Not on the heating. You'd be sitting there. I'm thinking maybe I'll text Ray and see how he's getting on. And I answer, I see his text and I think, oh Jesus, poor old JP's on his own. He's inside in the apartment on his own. So I hop on the FaceTime. I'm sitting in the warm glow of my family meal. All of us sitting around the table chatting, exchanging conversation about our wonderful day, talking into stir fry, not leftover from the day before. I go on the FaceTime, there he is in the dark. Only the glow of the light of the phone screen on his face.
Sometimes I'll open the curtains to let the street light in.
Like, boys, come around. Say hi to Uncle JP. Hi, Uncle JP, how are you? And JP gets choked up. He's, hi, boys.
You hang up, then you turn around to the lad and say, now, let that be a lesson to you. Let that be, that could be you in 20 years.
Daddy, is Uncle JP okay? He's fine. Shut up and eat your dinner. So what are you having for the dinner tonight? Oh God, we've gone full Ray Darcy. What are you having for the dinner tonight? I don't know. So yeah, my wife texted me pasta because there was a discussion going on about pasta or mash. Who's that over there? Alan?
Hold on a second.
What?
Did you just say pasta and chips or pasta and mash?
No, JP said pasta and chips. I said there was a conversation about pasta and mash. Like the conversation was about pasta or mash. Like pasta and mash was in the conversation, but you wouldn't be having both of them. You'd be having either of them.
Those they just don't go together.
Well,
it's like pasta maybe and chicken, mash and chicken, or steak and pasta, or steak and mash. You can't have two carbs.
Yeah, So I don't. I would only have one of them. See, we have a fussy child that we have to have potatoes with every dinner, regardless of what the dinner is. It could be a curry, but we still need to cook potatoes. That's the child. And then what the rest of us are going to have then depends on what the dinner is.
Alan says you can't have two carbs. Absolute lie. You could have a pasta dinner and a nice bit of bread afterwards to mop up the sauces. Of course you could.
He's got you there, Alan.
Of course you could.
Stupid fool. Sending your voice note into the radio station. We got you now, you dope. Shut up.
What the hell are you guys
on? Shut up, Alan.
Thanks for listening, by the way.
Oh, thanks, man. Cheers. Really appreciate it. Tell your friends. There's another matter as well then when it comes to multiple like pasta or mash. When you're out for dinner, I'd order a side of everything. So you're putting in your order and then they put this little list of like sides. I don't know, €4, €5. Side of chips, side of mash, side of mixed greens with butter. And you're like, oh yeah, we'll have one of all of them.
You do like to pick at something.
Oh, I'm a picker. Yeah. You know what they say? Little pickers wear big knickers. And I do. I wear massive knickers. It's well established. Who else have I got? Clara's over there. Clara?
I can't stop laughing here. So we, in our house, we do a weekly meal planner. So can you imagine the hell of trying to plan a week of meals?
Fair play to you though for being organised. And when you've got that done, it's done. Rather than this nonsense that goes on in our house. That starts, because my wife goes to work at 5:45 in the morning. And it starts from 5:45. What are we having for the dinner tonight? All the way up to 6 p.m. when we're having the dinner. It's ridiculous.
It's your love language, food.
It's ridiculous. We need to get our act together, sort our lives out, and stop talking about dinners. It's a stupid carry on. Here's the other thing, then as well. What's your man up in Northern Ireland? The healthy, eat healthy. Air fryer chef Nathan, what's his face?
Oh my god!
Google him there.
Oh yes, son of a gun!
He's on Instagram. He's huge.
Oh, right. Nathan Anthony.
He started during lockdown, and he puts up these 30-second videos on Instagram of
you just chop up your shallots, chop up a shallot,
sprang onions,
get some chicken thighs, chop up a shallot, throw it in the air fryer,
put it on high.
Put it on hot. Throw a bit of honey in there. You know, I love garlic. Throw three cloves of garlic.
He's up there in Lurgan or
Lisburn.
He's in Ballymena chopping up his garlic.
And he makes it look so goddamn easy. In 30 seconds, he's made an incredible meal. And he does it with slow cookers. And he does it with the air fryers. Side note, actually, while we're on this subject. What is it with these dozens of young men, mostly, from Northern Ireland, showing the rest of us how to cook in our air fryers? Is it just me and my Instagram that I'm constantly being served up videos of young fellas in their 20s cooking in their air fryers?
Right.
Or the odd slow cooker. And they're all doing these funny, smart-arse videos of cooking in their air fryers or cooking in their slow cookers. Are the rest of us in this side of the border? Do we not know how to use our air fryer? Or do we insist on every? It has to be. Oh, geez, if it's not cooked on the range, I'm not eating it. Whereas in Northern Ireland, it's all men in their 20s and 30s showing the rest of us how to use our air fryers and our slow cookers. Anyway, he's got this slow cooker book, and he's convinced everyone that in 30 seconds you chop up a few shallots. And you get your dinner will be ready with it. You stick it on low for the day. And off you go about your business. And then by 6 o'clock that evening, the dinner's going to be ready. So my wife yesterday said to me, she said, before you go to work, you're going to chop a shallot. And put this beef and the shallot and the mushrooms and garlic into the slow cooker. It'll take you 30 seconds and the dinner will be ready by the time we get home. It took me 45 minutes.
What are you doing?
It was ridiculous. I was just going out the door to work. I never put the bloody slow cooker on. So I went and chopped a shallot.
Slow cooker, slow husband more like. Am I right?
Very good, yeah. Great stuff. Yeah, thank you very much for that contribution. So it better be gorgeous. And we're having pasta, mash.
Chips. Rice.
Steamed potatoes.
Bread. More bread.
Pasta.
Oh. A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey.